and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. What's that all about? Go and enjoy a good website for free on us at freetalklive.com. Now, last night, I had sold this story. We didn't get to it. I want to make sure we get to it because it's pretty important. It ties into, you know, the theme of what goes on in other countries could very well go on here soon because bureaucrats and government officials like to borrow bad ideas from other countries. When I say bad, I mean in liberty infringing ideas, ideas that will, when put into effect, reduce the amount of freedoms that you have. So it's important to pay attention. You know, you might say to yourself, well, it's happening in Singapore or England. I mean, that's another country. It doesn't matter what goes on over there. Yes, it does matter what goes on over there. Okay? I want to make that clear.
I think there's some parallels that could be drawn. For instance, you know, it sort of our allies, the countries where we as a country are most tied politically, are the ones that it seems to me are most likely that we'll pick up some of their political, you know, missteps, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Like, for instance, Singapore. It's unlikely we're going to cane somebody for spitting gum on the sidewalk in America.
Unlikely.
Unlikely. Yeah. It's unlikely that we'll cut off someone's hand like they do in the Middle East for stealing. But the way England has adopted all these you know, cameras that they have all over the place, that's a little scary. And that makes me think that we might do it.
The cameras are already on the way. New York City, Chicago, Baltimore are all in motion right now, moving towards more government observation of the people. It's happening, okay? I want to talk about something that could happen down the line here in the United States that may very well happen fairly shortly in the United Kingdom. This from the Daily Mail. Drivers stopped for speeding or even for failing to wear a seatbelt could soon be placed on the Big Brother DNA database for life. The most trivial offenses, such as dropping litter, would also lead to samples being taken under sweeping new powers, which police are demanding. Now, of course, they're demanding it to help keep you safe from terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only reason they could let. I mean, not that terrorists are littering, but we need to have a DNA database to make sure that everybody's cataloged, to make sure that we know who you are, so you don't fall under suspicion for being a terrorist. If you're not in the catalog, you could be a terrorist, and we just need to keep tabs on everybody.
If they swab somebody for DNA, swab their DNA for littering, we'll all be on a database soon.
I was just going to say, I don't know very many people who either don't speed or haven't gotten a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm. The most trivial offenses, again, they're demanding these new powers. The samples would stay on the database, of course, alongside those of murderers and rapists, even if the people involved were later cleared of any wrongdoing. See, it's not about whether or not you were guilty. It's about collecting your information and keeping it there.
Mm.
Campaigners condemned the plan as a step too far, which could affect somebody's job prospects for many years. See, this is the problem. The problem here is that the people that are opposing these increases in the state, these increases in surveillance state, increases in the state's tyranny, all they are, they're not arguing from principle. They're arguing from, well, we like the idea of keeping people safe, but you've just taken one step too far. Well, they've already taken 25 steps, and you weren't successful in stopping them in the beginning. And now you expect them to stop here? It's just going to keep getting worse.
You know, even if they ask for DNA swabs of people who
they won't be asking.
Right. Well, I'm just saying if they ask to be able to do that, litterers and speeders and that kind of thing, and they only get people to commit misdemeanors and they already have felons,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got farther than they were.
Under current rules, a person can have his or her DNA and fingerprints taken only if stopped for a recordable offense, a crime serious enough to carry a jail term. Minor offenses, such as allowing a dog to foul the footpath, are excluded. But police, backed by the Crown Prosecution Service, want to take DNA samples, fingerprints, and even imprints of footwear for all offenses. They argue that just because a person initially commits a low-level misdemeanor such as dog fouling, it doesn't mean that they won't progress to the gravest of crimes. Because letting your dog poop on a path is obviously a gateway crime.
Ludicrous.
Next thing you know, these dog poopers are going to be murdering people in their sleep.
You know, most crimes are committed by males between the ages of 14 and 24. They are not the ones out there allowing their dogs to foul any sidewalk.
I don't know, Mark. The first step to joining Al-Qaeda is allowing your dog to foul up your neighbor's lawn. I mean, clearly, that's who they're trying to recruit.
Ludicrous.
Those violent criminals. A chance to take their DNA, making any future crime far easier to solve, says the police, would be missed without new powers. Police also want to take samples, usually a mouth swab, right there at the scene of the crime. Been speeding? Open up, driver. Stick out your tongue and say, ah, for the good police officer.
What happens if you don't?
Well, you're probably going to go to jail where they'll forcibly take it from you.
Right. They'll have five or six bobbies hold you down and punch you in the gut until you finally open your mouth.
Right.
That's what it's going to be like. If the offense isn't littering, the offense is not opening your mouth, and you're going to get the crap kicked out of you for it.
But you should be a good little citizen, Mark, and do what the police say.
Screw them.
They say that they say having to take offenders to the police station as it happens now is too bureaucratic. This is why they want to do it at the scene of the crime. That way they can write you your ticket, swab your mouth, take your information, and be on your way, citizen. We're fine now. We've got your DNA on file. If we need you, we'll give you a call. Tut tut.
So, what's to stop them from enforcing that? Just, you know, let's say that the cops want to fill this DNA database that you know we'll have, of course, have to employ lots of bureaucrats to administer. What's to stop them from giving you a speeding ticket for going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, or in the case of kilometers?
Not a damn thing.
And what if they just said you went a kilometer over?
That'll be enough.
I mean, you can take that ticket in and try to fight it, but they'll have swabbed you already.
Yep.
This means everybody in England is swabbed.
It's the first step towards everyone in England getting swabbed. See, if they get this through, and for all we know, they probably will. Remember, this is the country with 3,000 cameras in London, I think in the London area alone. But if they go through with this and they start pulling people over for the most, you know, lightweight of offenses and swabbing virtually everybody, then they're going to say, well, you know, we've done a great job. They'll pat themselves on the back, the politicians. We've done a super job at cataloging all of you folks in Great Britain because you're all speeders. And we've caught most of all of you at this point. I think we've cataloged 75% of the speeders here in Great Britain. But we haven't gotten enough of your children. And we know that crime starts early with young people these days. So starting next month, we are going to begin swabbing all of your children as they report to school for the first time for fall session in school. Your children will be swabbed, their DNA will be cataloged, and you can feel safe knowing that the government will have your children's information.
Of course, they'll do it for the government schools. They're called private schools. They'll do it for the government schools. Likely,
yeah.
And they'll leave alone the
private school kids.
People that can afford to send their kids to a private, which is a public school,
sure,
in England.
So that's how it's going to happen, right? See, they'll start busting a bunch of adults, and then they'll want to bust the kids. Remember, this is the same country that already has a database listing things about your kids. If you live in the United Kingdom, there are teachers and doctors and various different people who interact with your children that have the ability to access this database and add information to it. So if you're acting up in class or your third grader is acting up in class, his teacher can go and file a report in his centralized government database file.
Or if the teacher just doesn't like your kid.
Sure, absolutely. And that's a problem, of course. You know, the more government interferes in our lives, the larger and more intrusive it can get, the more of a dangerous tool it becomes for a bureaucrat with an agenda or somebody who, you know, maybe a busybody neighbor who happens to have access to certain things you don't have access to. They don't like the way you painted your house. They might go and put in a little bit of nasty information in your child's file or maybe on your file as well. Anyway, there's more to this story. 800-259-9231. So get ready, United Kingdom. You're going to get swabbed.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing, On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, your show, you take control. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on the site we give away, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company or a will. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
www.thewestdollar.com. We're talking about a pretty scary, draconian, totalitarian police state advancement happening in the United Kingdom. The police in the United Kingdom are asking for new powers, powers that would allow them to, they're demanding them, according to the Daily Mail. They are wanting power, the power to pull you over, which they already have that power. But once they pull you over, even if it's for throwing a banana peel out of your car window, even if it's for going 2 miles over the speed limit, or 2 kilometers per hour, I guess, over there, over the speed limit, or maybe for having not having your seatbelt on, whatever minor infraction you might be committing, they want to be able to take your DNA right there on the scene. I mean, it would be new that they could just take your DNA for those sorts of things in the first place, but they want to take people's DNA for minor offenses now. Now, the DNA confiscation process or the DNA recording process up until this point has been reserved for jailable offenses, you know, like rape.
And
murder and that sort of thing. Yes, this is the United Kingdom we're talking about. And now it's going to be anybody. Anybody that the police deal with. Anybody that the police can, you know, anything they can fine you for, they can now take your DNA. Or that's what they want, and I don't see any reason why they won't get it.
And the concern is, not only is it happening in England, we have plenty of listeners over there, but it's happening here. We're a little farther behind them than their government is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it happens if anybody goes in the military. I think it was 1995 or earlier they started taking DNA.
Is that right?
When people went into the military.
That's reason number one not to join the military.
Yeah, I got an email from Mike Lowry who says, in fact, that's what they did to him.
Jeez.
I would venture a guess all government employees are probably DNA checked.
Probably.
Felons, I know that they've taken my DNA. They took
really?
A blood sample. They took it from me. Now, I don't know precisely what level of felon that they take it from, but right there, anybody who's been in the military, anybody who's worked for the United States government, all within the last decade or more, it's been more than a decade since he went in, that's a good portion of the United States population.
Several million.
How long before they just want to fill in the rest of the blanks?
That's exactly what they're trying to do in the United Kingdom. So, here's the rest of the story from the Daily Mail. The Home Office suggested the new powers to police in a consultation document earlier this year. Ministers are now under pressure to confirm the change. There are already 4 million samples on the database, including those of 1 million suspects who turned out to be innocent. How many people live in the United Kingdom anyway? Helen Wallace of Gene Watch UK said last night there is significant potential for the loss of public trust in extending the taking and use of biometrics. They pose a serious threat to individual privacy and are unlikely to be an effective way to tackle crime. Remember, they are not looking to tackle crime by doing this. That's just their excuse. They just want to catalog you for control purposes. Helen Wallace, she's also said that any attempt to take DNA samples outside a police station is clearly unworkable. Really? I thought all they do is swab your mouth and take that back to the lab. Is it that difficult?
Doesn't seem difficult.
Sonia Andrews of the Magistrates Association said, "We would find it difficult to justify extending the ability to take biometric data to cover non-recordable offenses. The Information Commissioner's Office warned of the danger of people being turned down for jobs if checks reveal the details of minor offenses committed many years ago. Under the current system, records of such offenses are deleted after time. But if they're tagged to a DNA sample on the database, then they could remain active." But the idea is backed by the police across the country, according to consultation responses published yesterday. And just because the police back an idea doesn't mean it's good. I know there are a lot of law and order people in this country, in America, that think that everything the police do is just wonderful. And if the police back an idea or the police back a candidate for office, then that must be the right idea and it must be the right candidate for office. But these people, these police officers, these associations, the chiefs of police of America, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. These are the same people that you can count on. Every single time medical marijuana comes up for a vote, the police chiefs of America come out and force to oppose it. So please, don't be fooled by these people.
You know, I would think that a lot of law and order people fall into a couple of categories. The first category would probably be people that forget how it is that they act when they acted when they were young. I'm by no means including myself in any of these categories.
You mean like all the cops that might have drank when they were underage?
Right. I'm talking about offenses like that. I'm not talking about, you know, violent offenses, offenses that hurt people, you know, mm-hmm. big steal, you know, big, not petty theft, but, you know, the grand larceny, that kind of thing. When people, you know, they forget what it was like when they were young. That's one of the ways that people learn. They make a mistake, and they get over that mistake, and they stop doing those things, and they move on with their lives. Do we really want to hold some crappy conviction that somebody got when they were 16, 17 years old over their head for the rest of their lives? I don't think we do. Secondly, there's probably a group of older Americans that lived under a system that grew up under a system that's entirely different than it is today. When they were young people coming up, things were different. Police officers, you know, they sort of took care of situations. They, you know, de-escalated whatever situations they needed to de-escalate, and they sent people home and off. You know, now they arrest people. They book them. It's completely different now. You know, since the war on drugs, cops have just ramped up.
The Home Office said the DNA database has revolutionized the way the police can protect the public through identifying offenders and securing more convictions. The database provides police with, on average, over 3,500 matches each month, and in 2005-06 alone led to matches against 422 homicides, 645 rapes, and almost 2,000 other violent crimes. There's over 9,000 domestic burglaries.
How many of those would not have been solved without the DNA matches?
There's no answer.
There's no answer to that, because they decide to give the statistics in whatever way they wish. It's just another piece of evidence in a case.
The consultation is about maximizing police efficiency and ensuring that appropriate and effective safeguards are in place. No decisions have yet been made, and any detailed proposals will be subject to further public consultation next year. Oh, they're going to consult with the public. Isn't that great? They're
nice.
Going to consult with you on this one. Now, of course, they're not going to consult with you once this goes through.
No, all the consultation's over. Once they get the power, once it's been given to them, even if it's temporary, all consultation is over.
Yeah, when they pull you over for speeding and they pull out the mouth swab, you won't be consulted as to whether or not you'd like to participate in their program. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Coming up, now, the two of you have had a few run-ins with the police in your time. I've had a handful myself. But both of you have actually seen the inside of a jail cell, so I'm sure you'll find the 10 things you need to do, or the 10 things, rather, you aren't supposed to do when dealing with the police, to be very enlightening. And I hope you do as well, listeners. 800-259-9231. First, we're going to the phone. Steve and Keith will take your calls about anything. Ladies first, if you make the call. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. All right, so the bad news is that in the United Kingdom, they may very well be taking DNA from you via a mouth swab if you get pulled over for speeding. Now, if that goes through there, and I have no reason to doubt that it will, or that it won't, rather, or that will, whatever, I'm not thinking straight. But either way, if it goes through, it's inevitably going to make its way here. We've already had police departments wanting to, I remember a story from a couple of years ago about the Utah Highway Patrol training its officers on how to extract blood from people on the side of the road.
Crazy.
Now that's really, that's really crazy, really dangerous stuff. But nonetheless, they don't care. You know, in their minds, it helps keep people safe. In their minds, it's a good idea. And so they're going to go through with it whether you like it or not. How do you feel about it? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
So you're talking about, you know, the government importing bad ideas from other countries. But I was thinking, why can't the government import good ideas? Like in the Netherlands, they basically decriminalized marijuana, and it hasn't really increased the amount of consumption or anything, not that it matters, but it's been very effective, and I don't see why some of these.
Well, because
good ideas
people like
be
the chiefs of police come out in against ideas like that. Whenever marijuana legalization, whether it just be medical or whether it be some sort of decrim or whatever, whenever it comes up, the chiefs of police come right out and advocate against it. And of course, the politicians are so cowardly that even if they may personally disagree with the marijuana laws, they aren't courageous enough to actually stand up and make a public stand against them because they believe it'll get them ejected from office the next election. And so nobody does anything about it.
And the short answer is always follow the money. Currently, there are, you know, the DEA and all kinds of other organizations, the ONDCP, all kinds of other organizations make a bundle of money because marijuana is illegal. It would be a, you know, it'd be a huge blow to them. When you think about these things, I mean, look at alcohol. The only reason alcohol was really re-legalized is because of the huge amount of money that the the taxes that the government had gotten prior to 1928, I think, when the 18th Amendment was brought in. The government missed that money when the income tax, it was the middle, it was the 30s, and income was down, so therefore income tax revenues were down 15%. The government wanted the money that they used to get off of alcohol, so,
you'd think that they'd want the tax revenue from selling drugs.
I understand that much is true, but now you're pitting one group of bureaucrats against another group of bureaucrats.
Right, because
currently the one group of bureaucrats is holding ground.
Right, the cops are very respected amongst the government as far as the, you know, government bureaucrats, the elected officials. They don't want to seem to be anti-police, and the cops appear, if you exclude law enforcement against prohibition, and they certainly don't have the visibility that the chiefs of police do, if you exclude law enforcement against prohibition, then it appears as though the cops are absolutely against any form of decriminalization or legalization. When individually the police, when you actually ask them personally, without, you know, you gotta make sure that they understand they're off the record and they're not speaking as a police officer, they're just speaking personally, many of them are for this.
The war on drugs have been going on for so long too now at this point in time, and they've been pushing it so hard in the schools. I feel like that they don't want to all of a sudden, well, marijuana, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe we were wrong all this time.
Because that would call everything into question.
Exactly. I feel like they don't want to put themselves in that position.
And then they'd be looking weak. They always say, what message will that send to our children?
Right. Yeah, that's another one of their excuses.
That we don't want to lock people up for crimes that don't hurt other people, apparently.
That we don't want to have your family being threatened by some crack addict with a machete busting into your bedroom window in the middle of the night because he's looking for money to buy his next hit of crack. Yeah, well, I mean, it's obvious once you go over the reasons that ending prohibition is a good idea and it helps keep people safer. But nobody seems to want to take that position. Nobody, at least in public office, nobody running for office, maybe with the exception of Ron Paul, is willing to take those positions. So really, we're just dealing with a bunch of cowards that are essentially bowing down to the demands of the police. And the police want these drugs to remain illegal, at least the heads of the police, the police chiefs. And apparently those are the only ones that count when it comes to the media or the politicians. And the reason why the police chiefs want it, well, they want the money. You know, like you were saying, Mark, they want those big budgets. They want those big vice budgets. They want to be able to confiscate assets. That's another huge factor. They can go and they can pull over a drug dealer, confiscate his Mercedes-Benz or his SUV or whatever it is he's driving, and turn it over to the police force. I mean, there was a story in Clearwater, Florida, I think, about the police chief there who was driving around, tooling around in a confiscated vehicle. He wasn't doing it for any sort of policing purposes. He was just driving some drug dealer's SUV because he could. They could take your house, too, while they're at it, and then sell it off at an auction, and all that money goes right back into the police department. And then, of course, you could be really cynical, like I am, and suggest that there's an underground network of county sheriffs across the country that works together to distribute drugs throughout the country, and they obviously have some serious profits that they're making if they're doing that sort of thing, and they certainly don't want that to go away, so they're going to argue very vehemently against ending prohibition.
They would also lose a big chunk of their funding.
At the federal level, that federal drug money is definitely tantalizing. Absolutely.
So they're getting money from all different areas, from all different angles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something more personal aspect that I wanted to convey about this. Well, I do this internship at the county jail, here in Wisconsin, where I go up and I talk to recently booked inmates, and I get their information. I work for the public defenders to just help them out, you know, do so they have to do less paperwork and more, you know, casework and stuff. And I met with one kid who was like 17 years old, and he had been arrested on felony charge of possession with the intent to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a little grow operation going on in his room, I guess, a few plants. And it's really sad because it's a felony, and it's got a minimum of like 3.5 years incarceration and a $10,000 fine. And to think about, you're 17 years old and you have a felony on you, and like, what's that? How's that going to make you feel for the rest of your life? How are you going to? How can you possibly be, you know, feel like you're an equal member of society? Is this going to? I think like when you get a felony on your record like that, I mean, isn't it going to cause some people to not care about committing a second crime?
Sure,
like
my life already sucks. My life's already been ruined. Why don't I go ahead and commit some more crimes? Exactly right. And I'm glad you brought up the prison factor, because that's another area where you can follow the money. The prisons in this country love the idea of drug offenders coming in. They know where their bread is buttered. They know that the vast majority of people coming through their doors are coming in because of drug offenses. And if it weren't for these, if it weren't for the war on drugs, we'd only have violent offenders in prisons. We could shut prisons down. We'd be able to empty the population so effectively. And they get money per prisoner, and so of course they want those people coming through the doors.
And you'd have a lot fewer prisoners, and then so you could concentrate more effective rehabilitation programs on fewer people. It's kind of like having smaller classrooms.
Sure. There are so many. I mean, the reasons are myriad for ending the drug prohibition. And thank you for the call. We really appreciate it, Steve. 800-259-9231. It needs to end. And we need to have some courageous people step out and take that position publicly.
I'm not sure I'm a big believer in rehabilitation for inmates. Who are we asking to rehabilitate the inmates?
I don't know.
Bureaucrats. And
okay. How
good are they going to be at it?
Probably not so
They don't care. You know, they're motivated to have jail, you know, in jails, whether it's a large jail system or small jail system. Yeah, the officers and the guidance counselors and whatever they're called in there, they're all motivated to keep convicts in and keep them coming back.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 10 things not to do when dealing with the police. We'll talk about that on the way, and we'll take your calls about anything.
I should have said incentivize, not motivated.
More coming up. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know what you can do with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold.
Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and AMP Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, we take it and turn it around into promoting the show. Into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. You get some perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room and forum and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AMP-only call-in line, let's go to the phones and talk to Keith on that line in Pennsylvania. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Ian, Julian, Mark, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's up?
Hey, I just had a thought, and I thought I'd throw this idea out into the ether. Ron Paul's campaign, there's a lot of momentum. A lot of people are excited all across the country. The chances are, unfortunately, that he's probably not going to make as big a splash as we're hoping.
I don't know. The Trans World News just put out an article today that said Ron Paul should win the New Hampshire, in New Hampshire, latest poll suggests.
Right. I'm not trying to dampen anyone's spirits.
Just saying.
Okay. But hypothetically, suppose that he does not win. He has this huge network of activists activated all throughout the country. Wouldn't it be great? Ron Paul spoke at the Liberty Forum back in February. Wouldn't it be great if the very next day after he delivered the bad news, hypothetically, he sent out an email or a mailing that endorsed the Free State Project?
It'd be great.
I know you guys are going to have him on your show pretty soon.
Rumor has it.
Okay. So if that's a question that you would like to ask him, I'd be interested in the answer, because that might re-energize the Free State Project.
Yeah, you know what? We should check and see. I know the Free State Project has a list of endorsements. We should check and see if he already has endorsed the project, and then if he hasn't, perhaps we could get him to do that. And I know you're saying you want to time it for if he loses, but I mean, go ahead.
Either way, right? Either way, there's all these meetup groups that are activated. I'm going to meet up with a meetup group August 9th. There's people excited about his ideas. I guess it doesn't matter whether he wins or loses. There's this network of activists that are already getting together. They're already putting advertisements up. You know, their spirits are high.
I don't see any reason why the Free State Project couldn't benefit from the Ron Paul campaign. It probably already will. I mean, for instance, the New York Times article about Ron Paul mentioned the Free State Project. And I know that we've been getting new listeners from these Ron Paul meetup groups. Our listeners are going to these meetup groups and talking about Free Talk Live. And I've had people send me emails saying, hey, just started listening to your show, found out about you at a Ron Paul meetup group, love it, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
I think it'd be a huge boost. Not everybody that you know supports the Ron Paul campaign is. I mean, it's everybody from militiamen to pro-lifers to all kinds of people support Ron Paul. So he would get a wider base of, you know, not all of his supporters would be Free State Project member eligible.
Well,
kind of
the
folks.
Free State's a big tent, right?
What's that?
The Free State Project's a big tent.
It's
right?
A big tent.
Yeah, the Free State Project is just an organization designed to get people who love liberty, people that want less government. Far less government, to move to New Hampshire and be activists for that purpose. And I think you're right. I think it's a good thing to approach, and I'm making a note, and we'll try to cover that with him when we have him on the air. Anything else on your mind, Keith?
That's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So the Ron Paul campaign has already had a positive effect on Free Talk Live's listenership.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's doing a lot for the liberty movement in general. I mean, he really is the shining star of the liberty movement right now.
And it's amazing how much momentum he's picking up. I couldn't believe this article that I got from Trans World News, but it says that he's likely to win New Hampshire, according to what they're saying.
Oh, right. Now, how is it they're figuring that?
It's obviously a pretty slanted article, but do you want to hear it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, do we have time?
Yeah, it's short.
Okay.
Late last year, when the presidential campaign started, George Bush had an approval rating of 36 in the state of New Hampshire, according to 36%, excuse me, according to the American Research Group. But the latest American Research Group poll shows the approval rating for the president dipping down to 14%. USAElectionPolls.com suggests the reason for George Bush's low ratings to be because of the presidential campaign. Approval ratings for George Bush have been dipping in New Hampshire because voters are being exposed to candidates from both political parties that have criticized the president. All the Democrats have come out and staunchly against the president, as they always have. And on the Republican side, Ron Paul is the most vocal of all the candidates. USAElectionPolls.com made the following statement. We all know that Ron Paul is only getting at most 2% in any national or state poll, but once Republican voters in New Hampshire realize Ron Paul is their only anti-war candidate, he'll gain momentum. If you found 100 people that like the color red and you offered them 10 shirts to choose from, but they're all green, they would be forced to choose green. If you offered them an 11th option that was red, the majority of those 100 people would choose the red shirt. Ron Paul is the 11th option and resonates with the voters. They just don't realize it yet. Remember, Pat Buchanan won the New Hampshire election in 1996 with the same platform. In a lot of election predicting, we also have to look at what the issue voters want and with whom their feelings resonate as well. Because these voters are not stagnant. They are constantly changing. And the leader tomorrow will be different from today and different from yesterday. He should win according to the website from the stress that Ron Paul's low numbers may keep voters from voting for him because they feel he cannot win. The website also points out that this drop in approval ratings from 36 to 14%, that's for Bush, is from the Republican and independent base because they calmly asserted Democrats are just against Bush, and now as they are they're just against Bush now as they were 6 months ago. 6 months ago. Why can't I read? It is the Republicans and independents now that are changing their opinions of Bush. So. Mm-hmm. According to what they're saying, it's likely that Ron Paul will win, but their reasoning's rather stretched, you know?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I don't know if I've even ever seen numbers, but from what I understand, if you take an individual who doesn't know who Ron Paul is,
mm-hmm.
and then you give them a, you know, quick brief summary of the fact that he voted against the Patriot Act,
mm-hmm.
the fact that he voted against the war every single time, you know, that he's voted against taxes. You just run down just a few quick pointers. All of a sudden, they know who he is, and their opinion changes. And that basically, from what I understand, is that if you poll Republicans who have heard of Ron Paul, that you get totally different results.
I bet that's true.
Than just asking random Republican voters.
But, and that's not the way they ask these questions. You know, obviously, Ron Paul would have to pay for some
sure.
poll that sounds like that. And he's very thrifty with his campaign money. He hasn't spent much of it at all.
Right. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Daniel calling from Second Life. Hello, Daniel. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's your mind?
All right. I just heard Keith calling from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him at Porkfest. And I also met you, and I was there for the immigration speech by Garland.
Yeah, I guess Gardner Goldsmith, but congratulations. It was good meeting you. What's on your mind, sir?
I would like to tell Keith to get on Second Life so that we get a chat on there.
Do you actually have anything worth talking about? I mean, this isn't a message relay service.
Oh, well, you seem like I met you.
I'm sorry?
You seem just like I met you.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not either.
Was I rude to people at the Liberty Forum or something like that? Was that what he was suggesting there?
Porkfest. He didn't say Liberty Forum.
Porkfest, Liberty Forum. Was I rude to people there? I don't think I was being rude. Look, this is Free Talk Live. It's not a, you know, we're not your middleman or your mailman to send messages to different callers. I appreciate the call, but please bring something to the table. Bring an issue. Bring an opinion. Make it interesting. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Hunter in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live, Hunter.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, ladies. Hey, I was calling about Ron Paul. I just want to let you know that the straw poll for Iowa is coming up on August the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really looking forward to that and seeing how Ron Paul does there. And then the second thing I want to talk about is the cult you guys were discussing last night.
Okay.
And I was just curious if you felt that a political party could become a cult.
Sure. I mean, the definition of cult is pretty wide. I mean, the number one definition is religion, and I don't have the other ones in front of me, but it can all be based on, you know, a person or an idea. So, certainly, we could go there with that. And, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was just curious because, you know, you see a lot of people who are really into religion, and then you see the other side of it, you know, the people who are really into politics, and it just, they believe everything that the leaders or, you know, the candidates tell them. And, you know, I'm really pushing towards the Libertarian Party, and, you know, I don't know if, you know, I would be considered a cult member or not. My wife said it says that I possibly have been because of the you know, the things I listen to, such as Free Talk Live and other libertarian, you know, radio
stations. I'm not a member personally of the Libertarian Party anymore, and so...
Well, neither am I.
Right, so don't join a party if you don't want to be considered part of a cult. I was just more concerned of the ones that are using dangerous brainwashing tactics. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Music.